We learned yesterday that the Gemara says is a pasuk to teach you that kinyan kesef. Correct the Gemara, malo dinu, but you can learn kesef from a kal v'chomer. Uma oma evriya sheina niknis bebiya niknis bekesef. Max. Nick. Uma oma evriya.
Not impressed.
Uma oma evriya. Uma omevriya shenikness bewat sheena nikness bebiya nikness bekesef omevriya, which is not nikness bebiya, is nikness bekesef zusha nikness bebiya in a din shetikane bekesef. This one that what has the ability to enter into marriage with bia, so kal v'chomer that the kinyan of kesef should work. What works by an omevriya which is not as strong. No, that's not good, because Yavama has the ability to be nikness with Bia. They ain't a nikness but Kesef. And still doesn't have the ability for Kesef, so then your Kal v'chomer is flawed. The Gemara says, don't tell me that my Kal v'chomer is flawed because of Yavama. Mal Yavama shekein ain't a nikness b'shtar. But these two people are nikness b'shtar. So the Kal v'chomer is back on track. Sakta Gemara, Tamalomer ki yigach yishisha. The Gemara says, oh, Tamalaymer, that Kikach Yishisha. From the Gemara, if you knocked off the Tchia, so what comes back to life? The Kal v'chomer. So why do you need a Pasuk now? Halama likra, Asila. We have a good source for it. Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum Deikla, Meimer Meikar, Dedina Pircha. Because the original Kal v'chomer was flawed for a different reason. What was the original Kal v'chomer flawed for? Because there was a bomb kasha on the Kal v'chomer. Meheicha kam Isis la me'ama avriya. Where do you want to learn the din from? From the din of Avma avriya. That what? That just like an Avma avriya. Walters, pay attention. That just like an Avma avriya what? Avma avriya what? Has the ability to what? To get what? Beforehand. Go in with kesef. And doesn't go in with bia. So a woman who has the ability to go in with bia. Kal v'chomer should go in with kesef. Says the Gemara, no, Madach Amma Ivriya, you're on Amma Ivriya. Shekin what? Shekin Yaitzis Bekesef. What is Yaitzis Bekesef? How's an Amma Ivriya Yaitzis Bekesef rated?
With money.
How is she doing that? She's played this Atzba, excellent. It's called Giron Kesef. Whatever's left on the years left that she has to work, she can opt not to work for it, and if she gets some cash, she can pay it out. Tomer Bezu, Shani Yaitzis Bekesef. But this person doesn't have the ability to go out with kesef. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to learn a Rashi and a Tosfos, and we already saw the Tosfos already, but we're going to be medayik in it, and we're going to learn a Maharsha and understand how there's a subtle distinction between Rashi and Tosfos, but that could open up an unbelievable machlokes in the Rishonim. Says the Tosfos, Meikara Dedina Pircha, Shekin Yoitzis Bekesef. What does Taisa say, Rabbi Yisai? We saw it yesterday. We brought a riot to Rabbi Chanan's Yisod from it yesterday. Says Taisa, what does Taisa say, Rabbi Yisai? Hu adin gari, da have a motzi leminkat, shekin yoitzis b'sheish v'yoivel v'simona. What does Taisa say? Hu adin. Taisa said, I would gloss over, Iram. The Gemara could have also asked, not only is there a unique halacha about Amma Evriya, that she goes out with Kesef, Giron Kesef, which doesn't apply to Isha V'Kedushin. But Akiva what? And Amma Avriya has a unique halacha that what? That she can go out with what? With what? With what? With what? Sheish, Simonim, Yoivel. Why didn't the Gemara say that? I don't know. The Gemara wasn't in the mood. The Gemara wanted to be terse. The Gemara didn't want to get into all the details. But what? What's important? Hu hadin da'avamotzi leminkat. The question of the Gemara would have been just as strong if it would have asked from those unique halachas as well. Everyone chaptoisis? We pointed out yesterday that you see something about how long an Eved Ivri is sold for from the fact that Tosis is asking those as a pircha. But I want to focus on a different dimension of that line in Tosis. The four words of Tosis. Hu hadin da'avamotzi leminkat. Yovav v'simonim, sheish yovav v'simonim, seven. Okay? Good? Rabbi Yisai comes along the Marsha and says, you see, Tosis is asking that there's a din chodesh by Alma Evriya. So don't use Alma Evriya as a source that a woman is married with Kesef, because there are unique halachas that apply to an Alma Evriya. However, if you compare Rashi to Tosfos, I don't think Rashi's saying the same thing. Rashi, diramaskel shekin yotzis bekesef. How does Rashi explain the Gemara? Someone help me out here, Rabbi Osai. Shekin yotzis bekesef, zokt Rashi. Shepoide es atzmo besoich sheish. She can redeem herself during the 6 years. Im tirza kedechsiv vasode vehefta, because the pasuk says she can be paid, she can redeem, she doesn't have to work it all off, but she can pay it off. Talk to Rashi, listen careful. Vehoyil vekesef choshev baliftoisa choshev nami liknoisa. What does that mean, Rabbi Osai? Am salam.
The way that she acquired, she can redeem herself.
The opposite. Hoyle, since she has the ability to redeem herself with Kesef, so therefore, that Kesef could be used to enter in as well. Rabbi Isai, when you see Rashi, although he's giving you a subtle addition to the Gemara, he's now going at odds with Tosfos. Whereas Tosfos understood that there's just a unique halacha, like Marsha pointed out. And since there are unique halachas that it comes to an Alma Evriya, therefore that can't be a frame of reference for learning the dinim for Isha B'Kiddushin, Rashi is saying, no. To quote my Chaver, my Talmud, Amsalem, there's a correlation. There's a causation. The reason Giron Kesef exists is because she went in with Kesef. You see, if you bought her originally with cash, so that's the type of kinyan that now could be ended with paying off with cash. Paying off with cash is a simin, is a sign that there must be a relationship here that what? Was created with cash. Because if the cash wasn't there to begin with, then what? Obviously, Rashi is saying you wouldn't be able to be poida oneself to get out. So Rashi is saying that the dchiyah of the Gemara, the pircha of the Gemara, the halacha of the Gemara, of malam evriyash ken yaitzis bekesef, giron kesef, is not only just an oddity. It's just an interesting halacha, like Tosa says, simonim yoivel sheish. No. That's kesef dick. That's Kesef dick. If that's Kesef dick, so then that's why she goes in with Kesef. That's how we know that she can go in with Kesef. Aber, a person that's not Kesef dick, a person that doesn't have Giron Kesef, so you don't have that mucker that she can go out with Kesef. It's not just an odd halacha. It's not just, the Gemara was very specific, according to Rashi. Fascinating. Yeah.
What does Rashi do with money?
The Gemara never said boo about Simon. Tosfos was the one who brought up Simon. The Gemara chose Ma Lo Mavriya Shekin Yaitzis Begirim Kes. Zok Tosfos, you know what? I'm going to just throw a lot of facts at you right now. Simonim, Yaitzis, Shonim, who said anything about all these things? Tosfos understood the Gemara's kasha was just like the Marsha says, a din chadash. I have a lot of din chadash. Do you want it? I can take out my pocket. I have a lot of din chadash that apply to Alma Evriya. So, Rashi, you misunderstood the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Malam Evriya, she can yoitzis be kesef, and that shows me that she has a kesef type relationship. Kesef causes kesef. Rabbi, it's very nice. It's an interesting mahalach how to read a Gemara. Okay? It's not a reason why I'm not going to look at all the things on my computer right now. Not so interested right now. Come on, give me a vort over here, Rabbi.
comes along the Tosis Rit and comments on a Gemara in Kiddushin on the Chof Aleph. Gemara in Kiddushin on the Chof Aleph introduces us to a Parshin, Parshas Mishpatim, that we all wake up to learn Eved Ivri, because we have to give Divrei Torah about the piercing of the ear, what it represents, and it's from our sugya. So the Gemara says over there, how does a person who decided to stick by his Adam, by his master, he wants to stay overtime, and he pierces his ear? So Gemara says, so how does he go out? So what does the Gemara say, Rabbi say? How does he go out? He goes out by Yovel. Or what else? He goes out by Misas HaAdam. Excellent. The master does. What's interesting is that the Gemara never said that he goes out begiron kesef. Why not? Why, if he's an Eved Ivri, he's just playing overtime on both sides, so then why shouldn't he be able to also pay himself out? What happened to the option of giron kesef, Max, when it comes to an Eved on Eretz? Comes along the Tosis Rid, quoting from Rabbeinu Tam, which is what Avri Lieberman is about to say. Tell me if I'm right. Mm-hmm. Says Rabbeinu, yeah, you have a question?
No, wouldn't it just be because the relationship changes
after the... So that's similar to Rabbeinu Tam. Similar to Rabbeinu Tam, which is what I was right. Avri Lieberman just said this. It's very simple why there's no Giron Kesef. Because why did you enter into this overtime? Just because you pierced your ear. There was never a new Kinyan Kesef to begin with, Rabbi Say. So you can't have Giron Kesef if you never entered in with Kesef and you entered in with piercing of the ear. Comes along the Tosis Rid and says that Rabbeinu Tam is absolutely wrong. Why is that Rabbeinu Tam absolutely wrong? Because Avi, if you were right, like you're standing in the box with Rabbeinu Tam, so ask the Tosis Rid. You have a fascinating halacha outside of piercing of the ears. Let's say I buy an Eved Ivri with a shtar. Is there no Giron Kesef? Says the Tosis Rid, we never heard of such a thing. We never suggested such a thing in the Gemara. Comes along the Tosis Rid and says, therefore, your analysis must be wrong. And the reason the Gemara doesn't give the option for an Eved Hanirtza to go out with a Giron Kesef is because we give him a knas. We deal with him difficultly. He wants to play Eved Ivri style. You want to stick around by your master? You say Ahavti Es Adoni? Okay, you're stuck in there until Misas HaAdon or until Lila Olam, until Yovel. But you got no other options out. You want to talk the talk? You better walk the walk. Talk to Tosis Rid. But an Eved Ivri was bought with a shtar? Never entered into Ahavti Es Adoni, never pierced his ear? Avada, talk to Tosis Rid, would be able to what? Have Giron Kesef. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you bought the Eved with a shtar, there is no Giron Kesef. Moirai v'raboisai. We have a major machloikis, the Tosis Rid and the Rabbeinu Tam, that doesn't start, in my opinion, on Daf Chof Aleph in analyzing an Eved on Nirtzeh or an Eved that's bought with a shtar, whether or not he has Giron Kesef. It starts in our Sugya on Kiddushin Daf Dalet Amid Beis. How do you learn the Pircha of the Gemara, Malam Evriya, Shekin Yoitzes Bekesef? Is that connecting Kesef with Kesef? Is that Giron Kesef is a Kesef Dika Kinyan? And only a Kesef Dika Kinyan can now be paid off and now allow yourself to go out with Kesef? Or no, Tosis says. It's a unique halacha. Kesef doesn't cause Kesef. There's no correlation. And Chalila V'chas, would we say that an Eved Ivri that's bought with a shtar or an Eved Harnirtzeh, because they were never bought with Kesef, that now they can't go out with Giron Kesef? Our Machloikis, Rashi and Tosis, you gotta lie me now. Our Machloikis, Rashi and Tosis will have tremendous ramifications, La Locha,
based on the extrapolation of the Tosfos Rid and the Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Chof Aleph by an Evan and Nirt. Yeah.
I don't understand why the Tosfos Rid disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah. Tosfos Rid disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam because he says exactly what we're suggesting from Tosfos. Giron Kesef is not limited to a situation where the original relationship was created based on Kesef. Giron Kesef is a rule that applies to all of them. So if you want to limit it when it comes to an Eved Anirtza, it can't be because you didn't originally buy it with Kesef. Because you don't need a Kenyan Kesef to create your own Kesef. You understand?
Yeah, but then I guess we should slam his ears on the way out before...
Oh, so he says, so he explains. So he says, the only reason why he doesn't have Giron Kesef when he's piercing his ear is not because he wasn't Niknes B'Kesef, because that's not necessary. Rather, it was a knas of the Torah that a person who says, Ahavti es Adoni, he's got to stick it out and he can't pay himself off. A totally independent reason. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's just, it's practical. Money equals money. Kesef equals kesef. So there's a fundamental machloikas, two different reasons why Giron Kesef is not an option when it comes to an Eved Anirtza. That comes back from our machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos, on our daf, how to read the Gemara. Yeah.
The piercing of the ear is a new kinyan. It's not like a reestablishment of like of the first one. As in, like, let's say I come in the beginning with
right.
Kesef, and then...
But the Kesef's up. The Kesef's up. You paid off the Kesef. I don't owe you anything anymore. But Rabbi Yisai, the sugi doesn't stop here. Yeah, Akiva.
When you may have answered this already, but when he says Ahavtiyas Adoni and Sishtiya he gave me, you're saying that he nullifies his ability to buy himself free?
Yeah.
And that's why he can't use your
right.
That's why he can't use your
right. The only ways he can get freedom is through Mises HaAdon or through yoga. But Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban asked something else on our Gemara. That the Ramban says, these are nice kashas, and they're nice pirchas on the Kal v'chomers, but I don't really get it, says the Ramban. Ask the Ramban, the Gemara should have asked something more fundamental. What should the Gemara ask? What are we trying to do with the Kesef for Bosai? What are you trying to do with the Kesef, Eli Weiss? What are you trying to do with Kesef here? What are we trying to do with Kesef in Kiddushin, or both? Like, come on, wake up. You're trying to be a Kaddish woman, which means you're trying to create what? Ishus, right? What are you learning from Alma Hevriya? There's no... The Kesef is not creating Ishus over there, asked the Ramban. So how could that be my source for Kesef? A basic, says the Ramban, he's just like, oh, these are great Gemaras, great, well, great Lumdas, great Kashas on Kal v'chomer is great... Ask the Ramban, wake up, Ramban like wakes up and is just like, Gemara could ask a very much more fundamental question, a basic question. This is not Kesef of Ishus.
Could be.
So then you're three steps ahead. So that's what the Ramban says. Says the Ramban, you're right, the Gemara could have asked my Kasha. But the Gemara didn't. The Gemara had a different Kasha for whatever reason. But according to the Ramban, the question is a valid question. But I'm thinking like Ben. I don't even like the Ramban's question. Is that entirely true? That the Kesef by an Alma Evriya is not Kesef Ishus? Why did Ben just say that it could be? Does anyone know what Ben saw that might signify that the Kesef of an Alma Evriya might actually be Kesef of Ishus? Yeah. Oh. Zok Avi Lieberman. Zok Ben Fried. That if you look carefully in the Gemara and you learn the sugyas of Avodim towards the middle of this first parak of Kiddushin, the Gemara presents a machlekes tanoim. What's that machlekes tanoim referred to, Rabbi Yisai? Ma'os, help me out here. Ma'os ha rishonos lekiddushin ninu. Oh, lo, likidushin ninu. This is a machloikis in the Gemara on Daf Yutes, right? What does the Gemara say on Daf Yutes?
Talk to Halig Gemara. Desanya vehefta. Tzarech sheyeshos bayom kidei p'diya. When you redeem, you have to have enough time that there is an amount of money, a pruta, that is kidei p'diya. Amar Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, im yesh shayis b'yom kidei lasos imo shava pruta, mekudeshes. Vim lav ainu mekudeshes. If a guy wants to marry his alma evriya, what does the Gemara say on Daf Yutes? There has to be a pruta's worth of work still owed, that now the Adon can say, stop working, marry me with that pruta's work, and now we'll be married. Great, unbelievable dating story, an unbelievable development of a relationship over here. You don't have to finish the job. There's a pruta's worth. All I have to pay you to marry you is a pruta, right? And then that's enough for kiddushin. Now mikudeshes. Alma kosavar. What does that mean? Obviously, this person that says, make sure that there's a pruta's worth of own, of what's the owed work? What's the good debt? I guess that she owes the work off towards the end of the marriage, towards the end of the avdus. Alma kasavar mos harishados lav kedushin inu. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is originally suggesting that this should be dependent on that major machlekes, whether or not mos harishados likedushin inu. Why? Someone explain to me the Gemara. Why? Again, the Gemara says, make sure that you have enough that towards the end of the Abdus, there will still be a pruta's worth. Why? That you use that for marriage. Why? Because if you hold Mos HaRishonos LeKiddushin Inu, what does the Gemara say? Suggest originally. If you hold Mos HaRishonos LeKiddushin Inu, then what? Then what, Rabbi Isai?
You can't do that then.
What, well, if you hold Mos HaRishonos LeKiddushin Inu, then what? And even if I marry her, and there's less than a pruta left of owed work, what's the problem? The money was already given to her originally for kiddushin. Again, mos harishonos lekiddushin ninu means when I paid her the money or paid her father the money, that money exists for kiddushin, right? If the Gemara is suggesting that I can only create a marriage with her if there's a pruta left, that must signal that what? The money that was given originally was just for work, for avdos, and not for kiddushin. That's why you still need a pruta left. Rabbi said, this is what Taisus meant yesterday, this Gemara, that when you buy an Amma Avri or an Eved Ivri, you have to make sure there's at least two prutas worth, because you have to have a pruta at the end. And the Gemara goes on to say that it's not actually totally on Mos HaRishonos LeKiddushin Inu. Everyone would agree to this, because the Pasuk says Ve'efda. But I want to focus on the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara says that the reason why you need a pruta towards the end to accomplish yiyud, to accomplish kiddushin between the Adon and the Amei Avriya, says the Gemara, it must imply that this day in the Gemara holds Mos HaRishonos lav likiddushin inu. Are you following, Absalom? Because if I gave the money originally for what? For kiddushin, who cares how much money's left? You already gave the amount of money for it. So Rabbi Yisai, what's my question? What's my question on the Ramban? I don't understand the Ramban. I opened up the Ramban on this sugya. The Ramban says, I have a bam kasha on this Gemara. The Gemara could have asked that Amma Avriya is not a good source because the Kesa is not creating Ishus. And I have a kasha.
We have a good source.
We have a good source. What's the good source? That if you hold what? Speak it out. Say it out. If you hold like what? Like the other sheet that what? That Moshe Rishon Likidushin in Uranin. Then what in the world is the Ramban talking about? And not only that, we paskin Mos HaRishonos LeKiddushin Inu. So this Ramban is totally wrong. I wrote Tzarechin Godel on my Ramban. That's a bad question. There's Kesef Ishus when it comes to Avdus. What in the world is the Ramban asking on our Gemara? I had a better question. No, you didn't. You got it, Gary? Erab, you with me?
So I was bothered. It's not like the Ramban to make such a mistake to forget a Gemara. Avad then if it's the way we pass it. Then I remembered
shtickle that I heard years ago from a Rishachter, B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik.
And I connected it, Yoram.
From something from years ago. To be Miyasha this Ramban. And it goes as follows. Everyone have the Shirei Rav? Really nogeya to the parshas that we're learning right now. The major machlokes rishonim we've quoted in the past that discussed, the rishonim discussed the different types of relationships that man has with a pilegesh as opposed to with a normal woman. I'm just going to tell you some of the shitas outside. Machlokes, the Ramban, Rashi versus the Rambam. It's really their gersos in the Gemara Kiddushin. Mark, it's Sanhedrin, I'm sorry. I believe on Daf Chaf. Is a Pilegesh a woman that doesn't have Kiddushin or Ksuba? Or is a Pilegesh a woman that has Kiddushin below Ksuba? So one of those things have to be different between a regular Pilegesh and a regular woman. Say, remember when else we quoted Pilegesh in this year? Does anyone remember?
Does she need a Kiddushin, Suba, Shalom?
That's true. But what sugya did we quote it in? One of the first ones. It was the second shir of the year. Is Kiddushin a mitzvah? What was the machlekes rishonim? What was right? Well, what was it? Good. So what was the machlekes rishonim in that sugya? Who is machlekes rishonim? Is Kiddushin a mitzvah or not? Is the Kiddushin a mitzvah or not? What did you say, Arizar?
We were discussing the blessing of the
what? The Rush and the Rambam, Leibi. What does the Rush hold?
You don't need 10 for a minute.
The Rush holds that it's not a mitzvah. What's the Rush's, what is the Rush taina? Go get a what? A pilegesh. Marriage is not a mitzvah. That's where a pilegesh. You did start off, okay. You did what? The Rambam held that Kiddushin is an independent mitzvah, nothing to do with Peruvu. Rabbeisai! Or not necessarily totally in Peruvu. Rabbeisai! So there's a difference between a Pilegesh and an Ish. But the Rambam Shita is different. The Rambam holds that Pilegesh is only mutter to who? To a Melech. Excellent. So the Rambam, even though we distinguish and we say, a classic Pilegesh is not like a woman, a classic wife. The Rambam, when he counts the 18 wives of the king, he includes the Pilagshim in the count, which is a little odd, because a Pilegesh is not on the same level. Either they don't have Ksuba, or they don't have Kedushin, or they don't have both. So why are you counting that to be like a regular wife? And why is it that only the Melech has the Heter of a Pilegesh? So let's see what my Chavrusa, Rav Yaakov Sasson, wrote in his Sefer on Maseches Sanhedrin, B'Shem the Rav, from the Shiurim of the Rav, Jake Sasson, and he says as follows from Rav Soloveitchik. V'anir loymer bazeh, dehine, ayintes, kosav haramam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, noshim b'ksuva v'kedushin. To have a wife, you need what? To marry her with kesef, right, or whatever way, and you need a ksuva. Upilagshim below ksuba below kiddushin, and a pilegesh doesn't have ksuba and doesn't have kiddushin. Ela biyichud belvad, you just start living with her, seclusion, and then she becomes your pilegesh. No transaction, no process procedure. Kono oso muterisla, says the Rambam. Aval hahedyot aser bipilegesh. A normal guy from Deal cannot be with a pilegesh. Not allowed. Ela be'omo evriya belvad acharayir. I have no idea what I just read. A pilegesh is a woman that doesn't have a ksuba and doesn't have kiddushin. You just start living with her in seclusion, bi'ichud, she becomes your pilegesh. But says the Rambam, pilegesh only applies to a melech, not to a hedyo. And what? The only pilegesh that exists, Ela? What could a hedyo have? Amma Avriya. What? What is Amma Avriya? What does Amma Avriya have anything to do with anything? Why did the Rambam just quote our shir today? Why did the Rambam just throw an Amma? We're talking about Pelegish. The Rambam's talking about halachas of melachim. What a melachim can marry. So why are you telling me a head yoke can only be with an Amma? What does one have to do with the other? And a head yoke can also marry his wife. Anyone bothered by this Rambam? This Rambam is like screaming at us. You hear the kasha, Yiram? I'm going to read the Rambam again. Perek dal halacha ledalet. I didn't make it up. Noshim b'ksuv v'kiddushin. Upilagshim b'lo ksuv v'kiddushin. Rambam's telling us the difference between a wife and a pilegesh. Ela b'yichud b'lvad. A pilegesh is just with yichud. No transaction, no ksuba, no schaivis, no achrayis. Good. Konosav m'taris law. Aval ahed yod asu pilegesh. A regular guy can't be with a pilegesh. Ela b'amriya b'lvad achar yichud. Just an Amar. What are you? Amavriya is a wife. A Yid's wife. You can marry this. What is Rambam Paskin in Hilchas Avodim? Moser Rishonos LeKiddushin Inu or Moser Rishonos Lav LeKiddushin Inu? LeKiddushin Inu. We just said it before. What in the world is going on? Ulechayra Divrei Rambam Tzarech Birer. Demai Shaitse. Da Amavriya Lahacha. Who put Amavriya here, Amsalam? Da Kaimala de Moser Rishonos LeKiddushin Inu. When you marry an Amavriya, what? You pay good money for that marriage. When did I pay good money for that marriage? At the beginning. So what's the Rambam throwing that into Pilegesh where you don't pay anything, there's no transaction, and there's no nothing, there's just Yichud. A Peledik Rambam. Umay Shaitza Ledin, Pilegesh B'loi Kiddushin. What do apples have to do with our Sinai? What does that have to do with Pilegesh? El deyesh levar bedivrei Rambam. Zokter Soloveitchik, a moira dikavort. I'd like to explain to you what the Rambam is trying to tell you in these peculiar words. The hodikos of pilagshim b'loi kiddushin u'b'loi ksuba ela b'yichud b'lvav koine. That which the Rambam told us, that a pilegesh can be married without a transaction, without a ksuba, but rather with just seclusion alone. Ein perish advarim dehutter b'melech halav delo yekadish. It's not the pshat, Iram, that when it comes to a melech, life is hefker, and you could just sleep with zonas, and heter of lo yekadish, which is the iser for a zona. No, that's not the pshat. Lachin mutter hu bebiya b'lo kiddushin. No. All laws and all halachos, no one is beyond the law, Rabbi Yisai, even a melech. Ela perish advarim hu, pshat is, said the Rav Soloveitchik, da'af pepiglegesh ika kinyan ishus. A pilegesh is a kinyan ishus. There is a marriage to a pilegesh, there was a relationship with a pilegesh. Ela da'ach kinyan ishus chal beli kiddushin. But what's fascinating is that that creation of a relationship with the Pilegesh that is not just Hefker life, but is actually as if you now have an Ishus type relationship, it could exist without a transaction, without a Maisa Kiddushin. To quote Rav Shechter's Lashonos, it's a Kinyan Ishus, it's a Chalois Ishus without a Maisa Kinyan of Ishus. Poof! We're now related in an Isha setting and not a Hefker Zona setting, but we didn't put in the transaction and the process. Ela dahach kinyan Isha schal beli kiddushin va'al yidei yichud bilvad. The Melech has the ability to create that Isha's relationship with the Pilegesh, with what? With yichud, with seclusion only, and not need any transaction and any money and any process and any ksula. But it's not that life is hefker. Ulefi zeh in pei. Nira, de zeh ma shehishva Rambam es din yiud l'din pilegesh. Says the Rav Soloveitchik, that's why the Rambam connected yiud with an Amma Evriya to a normal person to the din of pilegesh that is limited to a melech. And he asked Max's question. Because by Yiyud, what? Most are shown like condition inu. Vitzorach beer. Shire b'mos elu kanes alame b'king and kesef. When you gave that original money at the beginning of the avdus, you created, you now gave kesef kiddushin. The echi tochin shaosa mos yishtamish bohem. L'kinyan kesef v'gam l'kinyan kiddushin. How does it work for both that I bought the Amavri as a slave and now that money also works for Kiddushin? Asked Rav Soloveitchik. The Rambam is answering that question. Val korchuch tzorech loymar. Deloy po'al bahanach mo'os ma'isa Kiddushin klal. When I gave that original money 5 years ago to buy this Amavri, that money was not money that's like the money under the chuppah given to a woman for a ma'isa Kiddushin. Ela the yiud, the relationship that the Adon now is creating in Ishus with the Amavria, perish the Ika Chalois Kinyan Ishus beloy Maisa Kiddushin. I could create this connection to this woman without a Maisa and a transaction of Kiddushin. Ukolo Toich Chalois Hashifchus Ikanami Ishus. And now through the bond and the relationship that we had as being an Amavria, now I can snap and say the words Hareyat Miuedesli, and through Yichud alone, we can now transform that relationship from just being a monetary avdus relationship to now being able to be married to one another. V'halochi shebishas maise ayyud ne'peches chalois hashifchus l'chalois ishus. Our relationship transforms from just an eved, an Amma Adon relationship, to now being married. Avaleka bazeh, but what is there? Nothing in here? There was never money, kiddushin, money. Leka bazeh maisa of kiddushin. De maisa ayin loy choshiv maisa kiddushin. It's just like Yichud with the Melech. Vo'oid she'amos arishonos lo ayin maisa kiddushin. Elakach nemra alocha, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. She'niyesa lo li'isha, beloy shum maisa kiddushin. You can be his wife now without a maisa kiddushin. Shebetoich ha'amos ikagam chalois ishus, uba'atzmo ne'peches chalois ha'amos l'chalois ha'ishus. Rabbi say, so what is it? What does Moshe Rishonos l'kiddushin ninu mean? V'aftim avur b'kiddushin yutesam abeis. Shekiddushay acher enam tovsim betoch shnos ha'amos. Rabbi say, and even though the halacha is, if another guy tries to marry her during those years of her working for me before I miyayed her, harimavur asam dezem yishum shechishav, it's not good. The marriage is not good. Shechoshav b'kiddushin me'achshav l'achal amid. Because the money that was given originally creates an ability to have a delayed and latent effect that I might be married to this guy. U'gam b'zen nira kidvarenu. Shechalois ha'kiddushin mishave ba'atzmo l'achar sheish b'li maisa kiddushin. The chain nira bedin pilegesh lamelech. The ikal chalois kinyan ishus belishum maisa kedushin. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you want to know why the Rambam compared Amma of Ria by a hedyo to pilegesh to a melech? It's because the way Amma of Ria works through yid is that it's not that the kesef kedushin now is just like an ordinary kesef kedushin under the chuppah. Says the Rambam, no. Here's the one example that a regular Joe Shmo Yisrael guy can now be married to a woman without actually giving her Kesef Kiddushin. And can somehow in the relationship create something that has that latent effect that could poof, create a Chalois Ishus without a Maisa Kiddushin. Just like when it comes to a Melech, you could have a Chalois Ishus without a Maisa Kiddushin with a Pilegesh. That's why the Rambam counts a Pilegesh as one of the wives of the king, because there is a chalois ishus, and it's not just a life of hefker, of allowing the din of lo yakadish, and that's why the Rambam is comparing Alma Ivriya to the din of pilegish. So it's true, mos harishonos likidushin nitnu rabbeisai, but you're not married from that first point in time, said Rav Soloveitchik and Dasa Rambam. The Taisis Harosh reads the Gemara like we originally assumed. Taisus HaRosh thought that Mos HaRishonos L'Kiddushin Ninu, and if in the end of the day I'm miyayed my wife, my Amma of Ria, by year 5, and it turns out that she slept with someone in year 4, what happens, Rabbosai? She's Chayev Misa. She was an Eishes Ish from day one because Moses Harishonos Likidushin in her. But if you understand what? Like Rav Soloveitchik, that the Chaloisa Ishes only takes effect when? Later on, through Puff, creating Yichud alone, just like a Pilegesh with a Melech, and the Moses Harishonos Likidushin were just the entity that enabled for that future Yichud to create a Chalois Ishes. So then what? Rabbi Isai? She would not be Chayav Misa. She wasn't a married woman at that point in time. We don't look at it Limafreya. We don't look at it retroactively to view it as if that money suddenly that we thought was just money to buy an Eved suddenly switched to create Kesef Kiddushin like it does under the Chuk. Moirever Rabbi Isai. So I remember the shtickle from Rav Soloveitchik. So now I go up back to the Ramban. And I asked on the Ramban, why did the Ramban ask on our Gemara, how could Amma of Riyah be a good source? How could Amma of Riyah be a source that what? That what? That that's that where you learn Kesef Kiddushin, Kesef Avishus. Frek the Ramban Akasha! Frek the Ramban! But Amma of Riyah is not Kesef Ishus! So I asked on the Ramban, Rabbi, he said, from where? I asked in the Ramban from which day in the Gemara that says what? Mos Harishonos Lekidushin Nitnu. So how's the Ramban stopping this kasha on the Gemara?
Read
the Ramban. Socked Max. Oh, if you actually delve into the way you understand the halacha of Yud, how it works, that it's a Chalois Yishus without a Maisi Yishus, so it comes out the Ramban's Geshmak. The Ramban's like the Rambam. The Ramban understood that Yud, even according to Mandam or Moses, or Yisrael, the Kiddushin, it's not Kesef Kiddushin. It's like a Pilegesh. It's a Chalois Ishus without a Maisi Ishus. Im Kain, the Ramban's Kasha is a Gevaldik Kasha. Im Kain, so then Lo Matzinu Kesef Ishus by the din of Amar Ria, no matter if you hold Moses or Yisrael Slav Likidushin, or even if you hold Moses or Yisrael Likidushin, the Kesef is not Kesef Ishus. Oh, now I can understand the Ramban's Kasha, because I understand the way Yiyud works. I understand what the Rambam told us in Ilchus Yiyud. Oh, now I can understand the Ramban's Kasha and the Gemara. I had this idea, told over to Rav Tversky, the grandson of the Rav, who's masking. Good to Pshat. That's Pshat in the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai. Iram.
So, are you going to leave this again? Because there's a lot of questions that I'm just still unsure about. Like, this solves this problem, but still, what about, why is Alma Ibia, only Ma'al Kiddushin? And it's not completely like Pilegesh, right? Because Pilegesh, you don't even need to prove
it. No, you're right. It's not. No, it is like Pilegesh. You're saying you don't even need the original Ma'al's.
Yeah.
Moshe Rishonos Likidushin, according to the Rav, was saying that this activates the potential to create the same process as a Pilegesh. But it's not that that money is Kesef Kiddushin. That's the way the Rav... Otherwise, you don't understand how the Rambam compares Amar Riyah to Pilegesh.
Yeah. But, I understand the differences between each of them. Pilegesh doesn't require anything, right?
No, you have to understand... And Amar Riyah, you're buying her as a slave. Before we do Yid, of course there's money involved. We're buying her as an Eved. There's an investment over here.
But you still, a requirement for you to marry the Amar Riyah is that, there needs to be a Prutz on that.
That's because she has to be an Amar Riyah. No.
Because she needs to be an Amar Riyah, nothing to do with the Kedushin.
No, if you hold Moshe Rishonos Kedushin, then you don't need a Prutz left. That's what the Gemara said. You don't need a Prutz left. So we understood what that meant was before the Rambam was meant, because that money that was used originally, that was bought with her, was not only money to invest with her, but it was also money that was going to be latent for the Kiddushin as well. It was going to be with a future Yid option. Comes along the Rambam and says, no. Even he holds you're not married from that money. He just holds that it allows for a situation that since you have that relationship as an Amar Riyah, now you could create a relationship of Ishus like a Pilegesh without an Isaac Kiddushin.
What's that nature of that relationship that allows you to treat like a Pilegesh? And then also why
you're saying, why do these two things link like that? That's just the Dinei HaTorah. meaning it's not a hefker situation. It is. It's just a way to approach the parsha of Yud. The parsha of Yud creates. Everyone agrees after Yud, you're fully married to this Amavriya. So now, classically, the Gemara understood Malos Rishon's Kedushin Inu means, okay, how did you become married? Because I gave money a long time ago, and that money works for Kedushin. It's a little odd with that, is saying, what do you mean? No, you bought her as an Amavriya. That's not money for the Kedushin. How does the Gemara say Malos Rishon's Kedushin Inu when my purpose of giving the father money or giving the father money was to buy her as a slave to do my work? Right? So the Rambam says, you're right. That was the reason. That was given to be an Amavriya. Now that you establish that relationship that she is an Amavriya, so the Torah creates a chiddush within that relationship that poof, you can now have a chalois ishus at one day by saying harei miuedesli and being misyachid with her, that without a maisa ishus now she becomes your mare.
And you say we can't understand why that they do that?
I don't think that you're going. I mean, it's at the end of the day, as much as you analyze it, at the end of the day, it's part of the chiddush haTorah of Yud.
It's
part of the Chiddush HaTorah year. The question is, I mean, I could hear suggestions, but what the Rav is saying is that there is no money over here for Kesef Kiddushin. So how else do you understand it? So he said, we see from the Rambam that there are certain times in Halacha, why that is, and where the Halacha decided to create that, that's a separate question. But certain times the Torah created a Chalos Ishus and a real tamed relationship, not a life of hefker that really represents ishus, but doesn't necessarily work with the classic modes of transaction.
So are we holding right now that there is kesef by Amma Evria?
Of course, there's kesef by Amma Evria. I can't get your daughter to work for me as a slave if I don't give you money. The question is, when the Gemara said Molos Harishonos LeKiddushin, and that money was given for Kiddushin, before this Chiddush of the Rav and the Rambam, I would have said, that money acts as the ring under a chuppah. Comes along the Rav and he says, no, that makes no sense. Because that money was to create a relationship that she is an Amma Avriya, and that now she's starting to work. So then where is the money that we may marry? Says the Rav, there is no money that you get married. She is similar to a Pilegish. Through Yichud alone, she now has a Chalois Ishus without a Maisa Kinyan of Ishus. Oh, that's a totally new parsha of marriage. You don't
need
a Kinyan Kesef for this Ishus.
So you can't compare it to Kal Vomer.
What?
Then you can't compare it to
That's exactly what the Ramban asks. Great. That's what we just saved the Ramban. Exactly. Thank you.
Do we answer the Ramban's kasha?
No, the Ramban said this was a good question. The Ramban said the Gemara should have asked this, but I didn't understand the Ramban's question.
So I'm saying, do we know why the Gemara didn't ask that question?
No. Oh, yeah, the Ramban has an explanation why the Gemara liked its kashas better than my kasha. But the Ramban thinks at the end of the day, this is a valid kasha. Yeah. Good. Rabbi Yisai, everyone understand? Good. Rabbi Yisai, with this, where's the Myra Kramer sheets?
So,
with this, we finish sugya number 22. Rabbi Yisai, I told you we're covering ground. I told you every day we're covering ground. Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow is a brand new sugya. We are entering the next stage in the Gemara. We are now going to develop the sugya of Yibam. You know what Rabbi Weinberg was talking about today in Shir? I can't learn this yeshiva. They're learning Yavamis. I want to learn Megillah. We're learning Yavamis tomorrow. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where your makam is. It doesn't matter what you're learning. Point is, I can learn wherever I am.